The Haydock Biblical Commentary, composed by English priest George Leo Haydock in 1811, compiled the commentary of the Church Fathers on Scripture in the style of St. Thomas Aquinas's Catena Aurea, or Golden Chain. In this series, we will present each day's daily Mass readings, followed by the commentary in the Haydock Bible. Thursday, November 7th. First reading, from Philippians chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Brothers and sisters, we are the circumcision, we who worship through the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus and do not put our confidence in flesh, although I myself have grounds for confidence even in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, an observance of the law, a Pharisee, in zeal I persecuted the church, in righteousness based on the law I was blameless. But whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Haydock Commentary. Regarding verse 3, for we are the circumcision, etc., we Christians now use the only profitable and commendable spiritual circumcision, which to the Colossians, chapter 2, verse 11, he calls the circumcision of Christ, and to the Romans, chapter 2, verse 29, circumcision of the heart and the spirit. When he says not having confidence in the flesh, he means in carnal ceremonies. Regarding verses 4 through 7, if anyone else thinks he can be confident in the flesh, all the more can I, etc., St. Paul is saying, I have greater reasons to glory than they have, being circumcised of the stock of Israel, but then was miraculously called to the knowledge and faith of Christ. The Gospel from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost. In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Haydock Commentary. St. Ambrose says, Christ left the 99 in the desert when he descended from the angelic choirs in order to seek man on the earth, that he might fill up the number of the sheepfold of heaven from which his sins had excluded him. St. Cyril says, Neither did his affection for the last sheep make him behave cruelly to the rest, for he left them in safety under the protection of his omnipotent hand. Regarding the joy in heaven over repentant sinners, St. Ambrose says, What incitement ought it not to be to us to practice virtue when we reflect that our conversion causes joy to the troops of blessed spirits, whose protection we should always seek and whose presence we should always revere? St. Gregory the Great says, There is greater joy for the conversion of a sinner than for the perseverance of the just. But it frequently happens that these, being free from the chain of sin, remain indeed in the path of justice, but press not on eagerly to their heavenly country, whilst such as have been sinners are stung with grief at the remembrance of their former transgressions, and calling to mind how they have forsaken their God, endeavor by present fervor to compensate for their past misconduct. But it must be remembered that there are many just whose lives cause such joy to the heavenly court that all the penitential exercises of sinners cannot be preferred before them. St. John Chrysostom says, In the first parable, the race of mankind is compared to a lost sheep, to teach us that we are the creatures of the Most High God who made us, and not we ourselves, of whose pasture we are the sheep. And in the second parable, the mankind are compared to the drachma, which was lost, to show us that we have been made to the royal likeness and image, even of the omnipotent God, for the drachma is a piece of money bearing the image of the king. Haydock adds, "By this parable it is plain that the spirits in heaven have a concern for us below, and a joy at our repentance, and consequently a knowledge of it."